Well, today we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Kevin Blair is with us this morning. Kevin is the ag instructor and FFA advisor at the Griswold Community Schools. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing good.
Good. Has it been a good year?
It has been. We had a really good year. Our soils team qualified to go to state last fall, and they finally got time to have state this year for us. So we were able to compete there at the end of April. We had a good state convention. So, yeah, it's been a good year.
Yeah, when it comes to last year in particular, a lot of folks were kind of wondering. We started school hoping everything would go all right, but not really knowing for sure. And with FFA programs, especially around the area, it's kind of hard to do that remotely. It's kind of a hands-on project, but it's turned out all right. And I know you've had a lot of success, and a lot of the kids have had an opportunity to kind of grow through the program.
Last spring we did a lot of Google Meets with my officers, and we had a couple of meetings that way, and kids have been really good about making contact, and they were really excited to get back to school to get back into some activities.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I understand the greenhouse project went well for you this year.
It's gone real well. We're only open 3 more days. This Wednesday be the 12th. And Thursday the 13th, and then our final day is May the 15th on Saturday.
Hard to believe it's all coming to a close here so fast, especially for you retiring after this year.
Yes, it's been a good career. Done this for 33 years, and I'm looking forward to the next change. A lot of people hear that you're retiring, and they're just, enjoy your fishing and the grandkids. Well, yeah, I hope to keep doing that. But I have another job lined up, and so I'm just changing gears is all.
Well, a lot of good memories over the years, and a lot of good relationships with a lot of these youngsters too. FFA is a lot about relationships, isn't it?
Oh, it's all about relationships. Make that connection with the kids, and see something in there, or see a spark that they don't realize they actually have, and get that to come out of them, and get to work with them for 4 years, and then when they go off to college, they still make some contacts back and forth from different things that they may need.
Well,
so, yeah, it just continues that way.
Yeah, and a lot of the things they learn are things that they're going to take with them and use throughout their lives, so that's a big part of it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, I know the Iowa Association of Agricultural Educators is presenting an award to you here this year, the Ideas Unlimited Award. What's that all about?
The Ideas Unlimited is a contest that us ag teachers, we fill out an application. We have some idea that either it's a classroom or a laboratory. It can be working with maybe an adult program or advisory. We come up with ideas that we use, and then we share with other ag teachers through this program. And I was just fortunate this year that my idea was selected as a state winner.
Well, that's kind of exciting when you get recognized for anything. Congratulations on that. What was the idea that was so popular?
The idea, I came up with this about 3 years ago, and I've never applied with this idea. And so I went ahead and applied this year, but it's the hanging basket jig is what I call it. When we first started Greenhouse and started making these hanging baskets, the kids were having, it took them forever to make 7 holes or 9 holes or 5 holes, depending on what we're planning. It took them forever because it had to be just perfect, and they would mess up and they had to start all over again and make new holes. Or I had students that they didn't care and they just poked in 7 holes, and we had plants growing to the front side or only plants growing in the middle and nothing around the outside. So I came up with this idea of like we could make a jig out of a piece of plywood and 2x4 for a handle, kind of cut it down to make it, more ergonomically feasible there. And then he added some wooden dowels to the bottom, and everything was evenly spaced. So when you fill your hanging basket with soil, then you just use this jig to push the soil down to get the correct compaction, or actually just press that soil down so it's not over-compacted. And all your holes are evenly spaced, and then all I have to do is take your plugs and put them exactly where the holes were.
Sounds like a real time saver.
Oh, it's a huge time saver. As fast as you can put soil in one of the hanging baskets, you know, you put soil in it, hand it to the next person. They've already got the holes made before you get the next basket filled. And so it doesn't take very long to make them very, very efficient. And the kids, it built confidence with them because they weren't having to start all over and been disappointed because it didn't look good. And now everything grows perfectly. They all look good. It didn't take very long to make a bunch of baskets.
Yeah, and you use this through the greenhouse project.
Yeah, yep.
So
in the last 2 years, we've been doing about 155 baskets. It comes in real handy when you're making that many.
Yeah, it does. Are they popular sellers for you?
They're so popular that we are sold out of baskets. We had 157 baskets this year, and we sold the last one on Saturday.
That's pretty popular.
Yeah, they go fast.
Well,
we do wave petunias, we do the calabrachia, we do some bacopa, and then we also do a lot of geranium baskets.
Well,
so,
I know
they go out the door and drink.
I know folks, when they go to the county fair every year and they head over toward the FFA food stand, they'll usually find some hanging baskets over there. Is that some of what they're learning?
Yeah, that was just an idea that I had. I was also one of the assistant superintendents for the floriculture show at the Iowa State Fair, the FFA show. And I got the idea of, why not do some hanging baskets here in front of the greenhouse? We do hanging baskets for the greenhouse. Why not have the kids make some? They can get their plants, their FFA members, FFA greenhouse, they get their plants for free to put them in the containers, and then they can show them at the county fair. And we also, besides the hanging baskets, we have a container class. So we have stuff hanging up high, have things down on the ground. It makes the green, the food stand look really, really cool with the flowers out front, add some color.
Now, do they do just for fun and decoration? Is it a contest as well?
Yeah, it's an actual show. The kids bring them on Thursday, and they have to take care of them through the fair, water them, whatever. Judge comes in on Saturday, and we have your champion and your reserve champion trophy for both the hanging baskets and also for the containers.
Oh, very good. So they get that little, everybody likes to have those, little helpers along the way too. And with that hanging basket jig that you've got constructed there, and I assume you have more than one of those.
Yeah, I actually have two sets. One for like 12-inch baskets and one for the, they're calling 11-inch basket, but they're actually 10 and a half. So I have a set for each one. We do one set, only has five holes. That's for the geraniums. And we put five geraniums in one of those baskets. And then we put seven of the wave petunias in the other basket. So when we do the calabrachia and the wave petunias, we're putting seven plants in the basket. So yeah, we have two different sets of jigs.
So is that a design you're protecting, or is that something you could be creating and maybe selling as part of that sale each year at the greenhouse?
No, I mean, I'm not really protecting it, I guess. I'm putting it out there for this contest or other ag teachers to use.
Sure.
I've had several people make a comment about going to put a patent on that. It's like, it was a recycled lumber. No, it's okay. if the other ag teachers can use it, to help them and help their kids, I mean, that's kind of what this contest is about, is an idea that you can share that's feasible other people can use.
Yeah, well, and that's obviously the whole thing. You wouldn't have shared the idea through this contest if it wasn't meant to be something that other people could take advantage of, too. Very good. Well, getting to the end of the school year now, I know you're retiring here at the end of the year, but are you going to be carrying in through the summer season yet, through like county fair, for example, as these kids work through that, or will that be someone else's chore?
I work through June 30th, and then on July 1st, the new ag teacher will take over, and she'll be at county fair and be working with the officers and so forth, getting planning for the upcoming year. So after July 1st, we got a new person coming in.
All right, very good. Well, you're going to miss it though, aren't you?
Oh, I'll definitely miss the kids.
Yeah, very good. Well, we appreciate all the good hard work. And again, congratulations on the award. I know they'll be presenting that to you at the annual meeting conference coming up here this summer. And we appreciate all the time you've spent with us over the years and helping promote what the kids are doing through the Griswold FFA program. Best of luck to you, Kevin. Appreciate the visit.
Yes, thank you, Jim.